Mr. McGee, don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Yes, we hope you like us when we're angry. I'm not angry at all right now. Hi, I'm Owen Mugen.
I'm Dean Karyanis.
Welcome back to to the Angry History Podcast and a very quick, maybe 28 minutes? Very quick New Year's message, New Year's Eve message. We're sitting in McSorley's on December 31st, 2013. It's about 3-something in the afternoon.
Wish you were all here. Well, although there's very many of you, we've passed 85,000 downloads thanks to all of you, and you know, McSorley's can fit, legally, maybe a couple hundred people. Yep. This will be very packed tonight, also very packed on St. Patrick's Day every year. They've decorated it up for Christmas, and if you happen to be within the sound of my voice and ever looking for something to do, come here early in the day before there are many tourists and NYU kids, and you want to have a little look at the wall and talk to Pepe, who's there behind the bar right now.
Yep. And the great thing is, even if it is really packed and you're hanging out, you'll be seated with someone you don't know, and then next thing you know, you're talking to the person, which is kind of great.
I'm seated with somebody I know, and I'm not too happy.
Yeah, I'm not too comfortable about any of this, actually, frankly. And neither is Dean very comfortable, because right now, Dean is sitting just in front and below of a picture of President Woodrow Wilson, and doesn't love it. Dean, why don't you love being in front of Woodrow Wilson?
This is my least favorite seat in McSorley's. I'm right under Woodrow Wilson, and I just sat and didn't look up, and I told Owen, I feel a great kind of jerky presence right over my head.
Right.
And again, for those of you who haven't been here, what are we looking at? Owen, I spy with my little eye. There's sawdust on the floor. McSorley's, a couple of signs on the window panes saying it opened in 1854. Many old pictures here. I'm looking at the Beefsteak
O'Keefe
Club at McSorley's in 1914, March 26, 1914. It's a picture I'm looking at. And you can pan from a lot of these pictures in here and then look at what McSorley's looks like now, and it's so close.
Mm-hmm.
It's really amazing. It's really a step back in time.
I was probably 17 the first time I walked into this place, and today is actually my 44th birthday. And
happy birthday, Owen.
Thanks, Dean. And but it's nice to be in McSorley's, having finished up a great year of Angry History and a fun year of Angry History. And Dean and I are having an awesome hangout day in the East Village, as you know from the Slocum episode, the site of so much sadness from all the loss of life, but also a great celebration for us personally. 1892 over on 10th Street, the Russian and Turkish baths open. Old school hangout, get sweaty, drink a Russian beer, go sit on the roof, eat some local fare, great little kitchen. Did that, got rid of all the toxins. Do it right, you walk out of there feeling like Thor. Or you go home and you take a nap for about 7.5 hours. An hour in McSorley's and the snow is outside.
Snug and evil.
And I'd say it's pretty close to as romantic as you can get.
I said to Owen, he told me it's snowing outside, and I said, E. Cummings. Despite the fact that the lowercase letters bother me. But he wrote a poem here at McSorley's, and so we'll do a little reading of that for you. And it's called I Was Sitting in McSorley's, Outside Snowing, Inside Snug and Evil.
Snug and Evil, what a line. And we're looking at the stove. What is it called?
Potbelly stove. It's the same one they used to have in the elevated train station in New York City back in the day.
Right, but it's probably the same one that was in this room when Cummings conceived this poem.
Yeah, it's been there forever. It's actually that one. The only thing is it doesn't have Station Master stamped around the top, no. But at the table right next to it, closer to the door,
right.
You come here, and we're in a room of only about a dozen tables and a long bar that's about 40 elbows, as Mitchell said. And what was that book, Owen? You love that book.
Up in the Old Hotel, McSorley's Wonderful Saloon, right?
Yeah, McSorley's Wonderful Saloon.
Yeah,
and he just lists a lot of the sort of characters that came in here, and you can see a bunch of them in some of the pictures.
Yeah.
And we could post them on our website, but we have so many in here, right?
AngryHistory.com. I'm looking at a photo of Bobby Kennedy. It's funny, you look at the eras through here, and a Daily News cover, and tomb riots, free hostages, and then House Votes for Women's Rights. Women didn't even have their own bathroom in McSorley's until
1986.
Until 1986, yeah. Only 132 years after its opening.
Yeah, well, that was the sign back in the old days to let women know they could get lost.
Right.
Because John McSorley opened it, didn't feel men could drink properly in the presence of women.
Right. How about huffing glue properly? You can do that by yourself, I guess.
And the sign on the window said, notice, no back room in here for ladies.
Right. Hold on. Hey, don't be hushy. I'm just... Talk all you want. We're in a bar. You know?
Hey, Seamus.
Oh, we're doing the end of...
Want another 2-2?
Excellent.
Yeah, sure. We're doing the end, our year ender for, we have a history show, my partner Dean and I, and this is about as close as you can get to a Mecca for that in this part of town. So we're just wrapping up our year with a little quick McSorley's podcast. Looks nerdy, looks moronic, but, you know, what can you do?
Excellent.
Enjoy, guys, and Happy New Year.
There are no strangers at McSorley's, only people Owen hasn't met yet.
Well, yeah, that tends to happen.
Oh,
cheers.
Thank you. Owen's enjoying the light beer. I'm enjoying the dark. Again, it's not light calories or just color.
Yep.
And that's all they serve at McSorley's.
And I've got to watch my girlish figure as well. So, no, I don't.
This is the shank of the day, by the way, in McSorley's. There is snow coming down. There is also bright sunlight. It's punching through from the south. It's a beautiful day in a great bar in the greatest city on the planet.
And we're looking forward to a great 2014.
Yeah.
Thank everybody who is out there listening, telling friends, you're retweeting us, you're liking stuff on Facebook and telling friends.
CompuServing us.
Yeah. Nice. Telling us how great our Pong scores are.
Exactly.
No, we just wanted to thank you, and we figured why not bring all of you here with us? Because you know, we feel like it's a, you know, it's a camaraderie thing we've got going on. So
it's a very cool and fun thing to be doing with you guys. And you know what? I am looking at the fresh beers we have on our table, and probably sounds like a good enough time to say goodbye to you good people for now. I'm Owen Mugen.
I'm Dean Karyanis.
Thanks again, and we'll see you in the Angry History Podcast in 2014.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, guys. Bye-bye.
Good old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind. Good old acquaintance be forgot and days of old like mine.
Visit angryhistory.com to learn more about the topics discussed on today's episode. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. You can also like us on Facebook, tweet us at Angry History, or send us an email to angry@angryhistory.com.
Of kindness yet, for all.